Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for my name Rav Shichli, schus Moshe Rav Beshten Reis Moshe Mordechai, Chabi Fega Bas Yimchal Diz Basia, for which I'm schus Shachal Yisrael, Chani Gittel, Bas Naomi Elisa, Rus Victoria Bas Tila Ravida, Bas Shachal Yisrael. We're continuing our amazing series, B'siyat Yishmai, Baruch Hashem, the Rambam, Hilchas Melachim. We're now in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalid. If the Melech's relative died, any ultimate Pesach platter in Shalor, he doesn't go out of his palace. And when they give him a suva savra, when they give him food, so everybody sits on the ground, and he sits on a little stool. And if he goes into the Azara, and he's from the seed of David, Yoshev. He can only sit if in the Azara, if he's from Yizara David. She'en yeshiva be'azara l'malcha beis David b'uvad. There is only sitting in the Azara for the kings of beis David alone. She'en reviyavo ha'melech David ve'yeshev ne Hashem. As it says, King David came, and he sat before God. Ad kan midivrei kotzer shel Rambam v'halacha dalet mokar divrei Rambam mi'hamishna b'Sanhedrin daf chof amud alef k'darkeinu. We're going al pi darko haslula shomrinu v'rabbeinu zatzal Rav David. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin daf chof meis lo meis eni yotzei mipetzach platrin shelo. If a relative of his dies, he doesn't go out of his palace. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if he wants to go after the coffin, he's allowed to go. She came and seen David. We found David goes after the mitzvah of Avner. So you see, the king is allowed to go after the mitzvah. He does leave his platrin, his palace. Some of this is just to appease the people, that the people shouldn't be angry at David, like the Gemara there says. So Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Shloim there will apply some in his paisu." So he wanted to appease the people, and they were appeased. And the Gemara there says, "What did he do?" She had David Yotzim Ben Anashim. He would go between the men, or in front of the coffin. Nechaz Ben Anashim. Then he'd go by the women, or behind the mita. Yotzim Ben Anashim. Nechaz Ben Anashim. Then from the women to the men. Notice that everybody should know that Avner was not killed b'shlichus David, and the people were mispais. V'yadu kolam kol yitzok l'oresem melech l'hamis is Avner ben Ner. But it didn't come from David. But otherwise, the king does not go out of his palace. This is just an exception to the rule. Because if Mishnah hikshe, that since the halachas kerabonan, the Rambam should have written, shim rotzis l'otz v'achar mito eino ashoi. Like I wrote earlier in Halacha Gimel, Shemotze Lach Letziavim She'enu Rashai. Rambam here used the Lashon of Meis L'Meis Eni Yotzei M'Petzach Platrin. Should use the Lashon, the stronger Lashon of Enu Rashai. He's not permitted. Not just he doesn't. It's just like he used by Echelitz and Yibam, the Lashon of Enu Rashai. It's okay. So Mishnah says, Gav Echelitz and the Rambam was Kach being the Lashon of the Tanakama. Shemotze Ein Shomen Lo. And here the Tanakama doesn't say such a Lashon. The Rambam doesn't mention it. Me'elitz Mashma. Shekol shekeinu came like a mitzvah kokach, right? If there's a even chalitza is a mitzvah and the king doesn't do that, so kol shekein here, where there's not such a mitzvah to go after the mita, that the king isn't chayiv, that the king isn't not only chayiv, the king isn't allowed to. Over the Rambam in Evel Vilchus Perek Zayin Alacha Zayin brings the whole shak of the Torah about Yitzias Avner, and he explained that it was only the Hodiyah La'am that he wasn't killed by his son David. So why does there the Rambam emphasize that it's Asur Latzis B'chol Gavni, and the Rambam there had to justify it? The Rambam there says, yeah, but Avner was different, because there was just Lefayis and Sa'am. So Maishna over there, that the Rambam emphasized the Yisr, and here in Mehilchot Melachim, Shekan Mekomo, Rambam doesn't emphasize the Yisr. The Lashon of Rambam over there is V'chein Melachai B'chol Dibur Avedus, L'Shen Yotzen Pesach Patrin Shelo Achar Meisa. The king is chai b'chol dibrei avelus. He's obligated to observe all mourning practices, except that he doesn't leave his palace in the funeral procession for his death. Needless to say, says the Rambam, after this applies to other deceased, not only his relatives, certainly others, nor does he come from mourners. So he's trying to explain, oh, kasha David, are you not allowed to do it? So how's David allowed to do it? So the answer is, to show people that he was not slain because of the desire of David. So why there, b'makomo, do we not, why here b'makomo don't we stress the Yisr? And there in Hilchos Avot we do. Here's the Iker makom. If you want to be somech and write it in one place and not the other, Hilchos Melachim is the place to write it. So the Sherei Karban, the Yerushalmi, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, Miyashiv, the Kasha, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam was somech. I mean, he writes in Hilchos Avot. But Sarachim, why wasn't he somech when he writes Be'ikar Adin? The Rambam should have said it in Hilchos Melachim, not in Hilchos Avot. And if he was somech when he writes in Hilchos Avot, then why did he repeat it over here? And if he repeats it over here, and why doesn't he say that he's not permitted? In a Rashi. Rambam says, "Any yotzei Pesach platrin shalom." If he's already repeating it, he'd say in a Rashi. We have in Hilchos Avot that it explained not only Shani Yotzei Pesach Platrin Lachar Meso, but it was bothered by David, and then it explained David's behavior. So why is it mentioned only in Hilchos Avot and not over here in Hilchos Melachim? I also have to understand what the Rambam says. Nobody's allowed to be Menachem the king except his servants and whoever he gave rishus to come in. I mean, they're only allowed to speak to Ibn Tanchumen to the extent that he allows it. When the people give him Havra, they sit on the earth and he sits on this little couch. So, Maishna, Shekol Halachas Eivah, the Rambam only writes these halachas in Hilchos Melachim, only Hilchos Eivah. In Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam only mentions the Yetziach HaRamita. And the Din Kshem Avram also, Kol Am Mesu Ma'alor Tzfiyah Shev Al Adargish. The other words, Ein Adam Nishan Nechatz Lam Melchum Nachem Ual Avodov, Mishan Lassan Roshus Likanez, Vein Roshus Lavar Tanchum Efim Shanaj Yasha Esam, only his servants go in and wherever he gave Roshus, and they only speak to him, Divrei Tanchum, to the extent that he allows them to. How come that's only mentioned in Hilchos Avot and not in Hilchos Melachim? So Manavshach, if he's Samech when he writes over there, then why mention it here at all? And if he's not Samech when he writes over there, then why not mention all the halachas over here? No, he only mentions a few of the halachas over here and the rest of it over there, which isn't even Iker Mekomo. And the Rambam there says he's not allowed to go after his mace and certainly other maceim, and the Rambam here doesn't mention other maceim. So why does the Rambam only mention Hilchos Avot and Hilchos Melachim? The Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin there in Hilchos Avot, Sheino Menachem Avelim. Because the Mishnah doesn't find the Makkah for the Rambam, Sefer Kiyas Melech, he writes the Makkah for the Rambam, is in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, Perek Dal Halacha Beis, Melch Yisrael, Einom B'Shur L'Snachim, Einom B'Shur L'Nachem Yisrael Avelim. He doesn't get Nechama Neshura, he doesn't give Nechama. Einom Halach L'Havrat Zacherim. Vachem Ra'al Tzol Havrosei. He doesn't go to do Havra for others, but others do Havra by him. He doesn't do Havra for others, but others do for him. Shenemar, v'yavu kolam, v'la havrat, it's David. Lechem bod ayom. David was an avail, it's the people that came to give him Sudas Havra. he's not giving others. So anyway, we see from this Rambam, we see from this Tosefta, that he's not Menachem. He ain't Omed Bishur L'Nachem Esav Eilim. So that'd be a marker for the Rambam in Hilchot Zayin, in Hilchot Zevil, that he doesn't do a Nechama. And that the Rambam says that they have no rishus to say Divrei Tanchumen unless he allows them to, his makor is Mima She'ein Omed Bishur L'Nachem. Rak Acherim. Vayim Lavros, which is there, Rishu Shitin Lehem. Because of a Rambam. So, the Rambam says that he doesn't stand in a Shura. The Tosefta says that he doesn't stand in a Shura to be Misnachim, for other people to give him Nechama. Rak Acherim, Vayim Lavrosa. Other people come to give him Havra, but not Nechama. So you see that they have no rishus to speak Divrei Tanchumen, unless he allows them to. See, even the fact that Rambam says, "Ein Omed Bishur L'Snachim," and people come to give him Havrah if he gave them rishus. Since the makor of the Rambam is in Tosefta, why doesn't he bring the Rambam Linyan Shura come before the makor Adin B'Tosefta? Why doesn't he mention anything about the Shura standing in the line after the funeral like we do today? Menachem the Avelim, how come the Rambam doesn't mention that? He talks about Stam Nicham Avelim. Why did the Rambam talk about the Shura? Since his Makor is in Tosefta, like it says in this, like it says in the Kiryas Melech, the Rambam should have quoted the Tosefta properly. Why did the Rambam change the Tosefta? However, we have to understand Guf Devrei Tosefta. Since Melech and Yotzei Achar Mita B'Lavachi Lo Mishkachas Lo Sheinachem B'Shura Acharei Shein Melech Nimtza B'Shas Ashura. What's Pshat? Since the king doesn't go after the mita, so of course he's not going to be in the shura. Tells us the din that he's not going after the mita in the tanchuma, and it tells us he's not standing in the shura. Of course, if he's not going after the mita, he's not standing in the shura. We know already that Melech Eni Yotzei Achar Mita. So Melech Eni Yotzei Achar Mita. So Avada Navada, he doesn't. He's not standing in the shul. Martin said he doesn't go up to the mita. Of course, he's not standing in the shul. So what's the Sefta telling us? So it must be that the din of the Tosefta is talking about the Etzim Din Yichum Avelim. The king doesn't give Nacham as a Mekabel Nacham. Then why does the Tosefta talk about Nicham Avelim of a Shura Dafka? Since the Nidon is on Stam Nicham Avelim, so why does it talk about a Shura? Like the Rambam Ahmed brings the Halacha Legabi Stam Nicham Avelim, so why does Tosefta bring Legabi Stam Nicham Avelim? That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the Shura, it's not there anyway. It's talking about Stam Nicham Avelim, so tell us about Stam Nicham Avelim. We also understand what the Rambam says, Shein Adon Nechatz Melech HaMachem, or Avadim Mishalas Lom Melech Vishas. Nobody's allowed to come to the king to give him Nechama unless it's a servant or people somebody gave Rishas to. In the Sefta, we learn from a pasuk that others come lahavrosa because it says Vayakov legabi David, Vayavu kolam lahavrot is David lechem. And there it says kolam lahavdafka father v'minishanas no rishus. What's pshat? The Rambam says only if you give them rishus. We see in the Tosefta not like that. The pasuk brought shows that everybody came in, so you don't need rishus. Given the havra, which is to be menachem. So obviously you don't need rishus. So what's pshat in the Tosefta, in the Rambam? Not only people who gave permission to, it's anybody. Like we see in the pasuk from the Tosefta. Chasdei Devar, the Tosefta was bothered by this, and he's nitchak to answer. In Yerushalmi, Perek Bez Alachadal, it's Sanhedrin. It says, Hadam or Dargish Ishpom Shum Kfiyas Mita. Dargish, this little couch, has a din of Kfiyas Mita, turning over your bed. Melech Eino Chayv Kfiyas Mita, and King's not Chayv Kfiyas Mita, but Yerushalmi is there, Berach, B'Sanhedrin, B'Yad Ramosham. It's the Marapanim on the Rambam. He says that in Rambam says that a king is chayav b'chol devrei avelus. He just doesn't go after the mita. But But in the Yerushalmi says that he's also not chayvin kfiya samita. The argish is bo mishum kfiya samita. Melech ain't no chayvin kfiya samita. The Yerushalmi says the king is in chayvin kfiya samita. So how can the Rambam say that a king is chayv b'chol dini avel, it's not chayv b'kfiya samita? That's the kasha of the Sha'arei Panim. And he answers that the Rambam has a makor from the, that the Bavli argued to the Yerushalmi, Sigim b'kun chav aleph amid aleph. Mara there says that you do kriya v'amida, and then the Gemara says, how do you know from there? Maybe he just did something extra that you're not chayv to. He stood up, you're not chayv to. Otherwise, when it says, Vayishka Bartzi, lay on the land. You have to lay on the land if you're a novel. And we learn in the Brice, you're not makayim the mitzvah if you lie on the earth. Agave mita, agave kisa, agave dani gidola. Gidom zu afili yoshan agave karkalo, etzadei chobasa. One's not makayim kfiyas hamita. If he sleeps on a bed that's not turned over, he sleeps on a chair, he sleeps on a big machteshes, a crusher, crushes food. He's not yotze. Even if he sleeps on the ground, he's not yotze. Doesn't mean he's not yotze. He's not yotze. Piriverivya. Ah, piriverivya. Sorry. He's not yotze kfiyas mita. He's not yotze kfiyas mita. So how can you say that David HaMelech lay on the floor and lay on the ground? Because he had to, and no, he didn't have to. So too, when he ripped his, stood up and ripped his clothing, he didn't have to stand, but he decided to stand anyway. It's like he slept on the floor, but, you know, but you're not Mekayim HaMitzvah when you sleep on the floor. It's not Kfiyas Mita. So too, it's not a mitzvah to stand up when he rips his clothing. So Amar Leizer, Amar Chaim said, no, Kein Arza, like being on the ground. Rashi says, Yirmas L'Kein Arza, Kol Mishra Kof Mitas V'Yosh V'Aleh. He turned over his bed and he sat on it. V'Lolem Kriya Me'umad, really, Kriya standing. And if the king isn't chayv in kfiyas hamita, then we see from Vayishka Bartzi that he did something extra. So the Gemara's answer is Kein Arza. And Kein Arza means that he was kofi mita, so he turned over his bed and he sat on it. If he's not chayving kfiyas hamita, and you see that from Vayishka Bartzi, that he did something extra. He didn't have to, he lay on the ground anyway. So, you see from the sugya, that he's not chayving kfiyas hamita. Shalmi says, that he's not chayving kfiyas hamita. You hear we have in the Bible the Chor that he is chayving kfiyas hamita. Because he was kafim mitas of Yashav Aleh. He is chayving kfiyas hamita. And even if he's not chayving kfiyas hamita, Rashi says, and from Vayishka Bartzi, he's doing something extra. Because here his Kfiyas Hamita is also extra. Remember, the Gemara is learning right now that the Kein Arza means that he did Kfiyas Hamita. Sie hat du Kfirsamita. The Gemara proves the whole lashon of Rashi is that Kenat Kolam Shikaf Mitas V'Yashuv La Lom Kriya Muvud. He did Kriya Samit and he sat on a Kriya Muvud. He didn't do anything extra. That's what it means VeYishkav Arzah. What does it mean VeYishkav Arzah? VeYishkav Arzah means that he sat on a Mita Kfuya. We're assuming now that he had to sit in a Mita Kfuya. He did what he had to do, and therefore also when it says that he ripped Muvud, he also have to do that. You see from the Bavli that the king is chayvin kfiyas hamita. You see from the Yerushalmi that the king is not chayvin kfiyas hamita. So, the Rambam says a melech is chayv uchol divrei avelus el sheni yotzei lachar mita. That's correct. That's like the Bavli. Because the Bavli, because he's not chayvin kfiyas, because he is chayvin kfiyas hamita, like the Bavli says, chayvin kol divrei avelus, except for yitziach haramita. And that the Yerushalmi says kfiyas hamita is not chayv, that's the Yerushalmi, what the Bavli argues. We have to understand the Rach and the Ramah, we bring the Yerushalmi, the chortz neged divrei Bavli. The Rach and the Yad Ramah bring it in Sanhedrin, this Yerushalmi. It's against the Bavli and white cotton. Ramban and Sefer Torah, so Adam writes that the Yerushalmi is talking about Bishal Shemenachemim also. Mishum Masu Alecha, so B'chai Gamak, it's only talking about when they're Menachemim. Otherwise, he's Chayim Kfiyas Amita. The Rach and the Ramah are still same. It's Mashem Mochoz Manin or Chayim Kfiyas Amita. That's against the Gemara Moed Kotten. Mutkan says he is chayvin kfiyas hamita. Again, the Ramban says that the Yerushalmi is talking about when they're menachemim. Is they maso alecha? In such an instance, he's aser kfiyas hamita. Otherwise, he's chayvin kfiyas hamita. The Rach and the Ramah are so same. Mashem uchozman is not chayvin kfiyas hamita like the Yerushalmi, and that's neged chas bavli. It says that he is chayvin kfiyas hamita. Ukufa derav tzarichin mashna kfiyas hamita misharan hagas havel shvak bezayin amelach chayv l'das Yerushalmi. And as Yerushalmi to explain, the king is chayv and only hugi avelus except for kfiyas hamita. My kfiyas hamita is he not chayv? So it appear as follows. It says in the Aruch Lener, Sanhedrin Yitessim and Beis, and what it says in the Ran there, that the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda. And they hold that if he wants to do chalitz and yibum, he's not allowed to. I mean, not say melech shemocha kavod kavod mocha mocha mitzvah. I mean, don't say that a king's allowed to be mocha and it's kavod mocha mitzvah, and therefore allowed to do chalitz and yibum. It's not like it says in Sof Daf Mem and Beis, the Gavur Kriyas Parash to melech b'amida, that we allow the king to be mocha and it's covered in the mocha mitzvah and do parash to melech while standing. So what's the difference? Why in Suk Sota? See, a lot of Yimochel is covered Mokom Mitzvah, and in Sanhedrin he's not. The Ran says that Chalitza is a bizon Yosem Midayim. Because of this, Mechila doesn't help Gam Mokom Mitzvah. Chalitza is too much a bizon. And if so, what do the rabbis argue? And Rabbi Yehuda? Shem Ratzah Latzi Sachar Amita, Shein Rosh, if he wants to go after the Mita, he's not allowed to. Vaisam is a Mitzvah. And it's only Mechila's covered, not Bizayon, so let him go after the Mita. Why don't we allow him? Why do the rabbis not allow him to go after the Mita? Not a Bizayon, not a Bimochal, and it's covered. Makom Mitzvah. Ain't Shem the Ochlin here. So it would appear that we could be Medaik in the Mishnah. It says, Meslo, Meslo, Neyotze, and Pesach, Platrin, Shalom. Why is it Toilet and the Pesach and the Platrin? Should it say, Neyotze, Achar, Mita, like it says in the Mishnah, and Dafil Chesh, and Ochol, to Miyavim. So just say, Neyotze, Achar, Mita, what's this Pesach, Platrin? But apart from this, the Yisora Dinam Yuchat Shal Melech Meis Lomeis is not because just because it's Chaser Bei Maso Alecha when he shows it's Tzara L'Rabim like the Mfarshe Tosefta right. Ayin Shem Mechaz Bikurim Ve'od. Rather, it's a Metzias Memailas HaMelech. It's a Metzias Memailas of the King. That since the Inyan HaVevelus is Meis and Shal Tzara L'Meis. And in the Tzav Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Perakal Meir Lachir Aleph, and Machriach that Avelis is the Karat Shechu, the honor of the dead. And the king, Mitzar Malas, Vasharon Lo Chalav Din Avelis, Kol Adam Shikur Bitu Shal Tzar Al Adam Shemes. So that's it's the Karat Shechu, it's the honor of the dead person. The king's not chayv in that. The king's not chayv to him, it's time something less than him. Star says it's a steer to the mice, the mile of the melech, the special mile of the melech that he's not noig avelis. Because of this, lechatchila, there's a din, there's a avelis only b'soch beso, and only b'tchum zeh, there's a heter to be, for him to be mitzar, by avelis shel melech, v'avelis hameis, there's also mikavad hameis, it's not shaykh by the king. Shkol din etzar mitzah tzlo imrak b'beso, din etzar by the king, or only in his house. Yisoch Beis is a different anhaga that's not Machayiv Malchus B'chol Arachosav, and it's Shaykh Beis when Yenei Tzara L'Acherim, even though he's a king. The Rambam says, La'alon la'alach ha'helek ha'bei kabat ha'amchach ma'idei melech, Shirak mizman sh'ayah melech, yah melech levadu b'beis v'avad. He's only allowed to be kabat ha'amchach when he's alone at home, he and his servants, and he does this b'tzina. He's not chayiv there anhagas ha'malchus, certainly ha'bei kabat m'sinis kabat ha'amchach. We didn't like Tzar al-Ameis, and that's what the Mishnah emphasizes. He didn't leave Pesach Platz and Shalot to teach us that the only of Tzar, Misa Yitzel King, is only B'tchumi Platz and Shalot, only in his palace. As his Amatzius of Tzar. Because of this, he doesn't go out of Pesach Platzrin. And therefore, there's no room for the Akashi of the Arach L'Ner. Let him be Mechel and his Kav Mokom Mitzvah. Let him be Mechel and his Kav, that's the Arach L'Ner. What's the big deal? Let him be Mechel and his Kav into the Mitzvah. The answer is sorry. And that's why the Torah emphasizes Loitzak Mipetzel Platch and Shlosh. It teaches the holding of Tsar Misa by a king is only in his palace. And outside the palace, there's no Mitzvah of Tsar. It's Machayim and Hagash Shalabed Shalabesim. It's because of this, he doesn't go out of the Pesach Platch. And because of this, there's no for the Kashi, the Aruch Lanir, that will be Mochel and his cover Mokom Mitzvah. And do the Vayas HaMeis, because Bishlam Bechol Hanid is a Mitzvah. And then Nidon is there the Chi of Kavan HaMelech. There is the Chi of Mokom Mitzvah. But then in Meis Lomeis, Chutzlin Yerpaj is no Indian of Meis Lomeis Biachas Lachiyum Shanov Machmas Mimisa Psalmeis. He has no Chiyub. Only if there's a Chiyub, then there's a Mechil of Mako Mitzvah. The Linya Meis Lomeis is no Indian at all. So that's how the rabbis were kovei dina avelus. That's not shaykh outside of his platrin. And even if you hold the first day's daraisa, nevertheless, the Yisorah Mechayvus and Mitzvah Kshuchus L'Pajus Lo Negra Mitzvah Shemachus against Malchus. And there's no Makom Mitzvah that we should say that Mechila helps since he's Makom Mitzvah. No, because it's against his Malchus. His Malchus means that he's only showing his kingship where? He's only mourning where? In the palace. Otherwise he has to show his kingship to the world. That's why the Rambam emphasizes in the Pesach HaPlatrin Shlo to show that Sari should be showing inside, not outside. Whereas in the other cases, Makom Mitzvah is allowed to be Mochel. Mochel and Kavod HaMelech. But in Meis Lomeis, there's no need of him being Mochel because outside of his Platrin there's no Mitzvah. That answers the Kashlo Aruch Lener. My Bavois makes mitzvah, don't we have him be mochel on his kavod? Because outside of the platform, there is no meis mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. We have a lot more to talk about. So, tefasim or lo tefasim, it's Hashem next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.